This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Leyte Su, host of Word of Mouth. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
I just saw the best looking plate of radishes and a bechamel sauce. Is Mike? Sorry. I knew you were there. You knew we were here. Eating disorder on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I am Crazy Legs Conti, my co-host.
I'm the Reverend Spiro.
He is indeed, and he has done a wondrous thing, thanks to maybe his new position at Clean Plates, one of our favorite companies to shout out to. Mm-hmm. He's been ordering a lot of food for the studio from Roberta's, and I did see a really good-looking plate of radishes and some ribs. But somehow we did a three-bread order. They bake the bread here. And I'm going to warn you up front, Rev, that a couple weeks ago we had a bread massacre in here that Liz, our faithful engineer, came in, and she had thought that a baker had exploded. Who was this? Might be it. Oh my God, we got a sound effect. We have a sound effect. We're like those guys on Gunwash. They got a lot of sound effects.
No, they get cool shit.
That was a good sound effect.
You know what we get? We get
But no, wait. Now, this may tie into what we're going to talk about and our guest. Yeah. But who was the guy who said, time to make the donuts? Because that's the guy I envisioned. It wasn't.
No, it was.
Okay, Hervé Villachez just had a cameo.
No, it was
ordering
Dunkin' Donuts.
The plane to plane.
I don't remember the actor.
I hear a voice. Oh, I hear a mystery voice. No, please.
That's Kieran.
Talk to us. Bring us in, Rev.
Oh, no.
Kieran Adatham is my friend who is eating disorder alumni.
From episode two?
From episode like two, maybe.
Season one, episode
yeah,
two.
Yeah, from our Super Bowl, from our Super Bowl episode,
all right.
episode. And who has been writing about advertising for years now with Agency Spy, which is a media bistro site.
Age and everybody else. So.
Yeah,
all right.
A bunch of
but
other places.
Now I think we can talk about the fact that, like, we are, I don't know, it's not a cumbersome issue in terms of, like, how we're, you know, tricks and Lucky Charms and everything are just degrading their logos.
They've jumped the shark to use another.
Well, I mean, I don't think they're degrading. I think what's happening is they're like bees. What happened is
the New York magazine.
Well,
and our Brian Wetzel beekeeper,
which
last
we talked
week.
About last yep. week. I think the mascots are becoming extinct.
Ooh,
it started with Joe Camel.
Joe Camel died of lung cancer, though, from what
yes.
I understand.
He died of
mouth
of,
cancer and
of public cancer.
Of
like
public
people
cancer.
Said, people said, no more of you.
There is some logic to a friendly zoo animal trying to endear itself to children so they smoke cigarettes, perhaps not being the wisest choice in the mascot world.
Of
so
course.
Joe Camel, I don't miss Joe Camel. I'm going to say
no, but he was
the first. Though.
He was Clarion. Right?
He was the what?
He was the clarion of it. He maybe he was
big word.
You know, maybe he was.
He always tries to become vocabularyist.
I thought he was
the Clarice.
Like, there's you know, the Captain letters. Crunch isn't as available.
He's not as available.
No,
what's
no.
wrong with Captain Crunch?
Well, watch Saturday morning cartoons, which barely exist anymore. There's no Captain Crunch. There's no Toucan Sam. There's no Trix Rabbit. They're
Count
all,
Chocula.
How about now? I will be honest. I never had sugar cereal growing up. My parents were a little hippie-ish, whole wheat.
Oh, really?
Like that. And then I went to a summer camp, and the owner's wife did away with sugar cereal. The closest we could get, I think, was Life cereal. It was considered a sugar cereal
Life.
In Maine.
Really?
But every six
really?
Months, I have a craving for Lucky Charms. Now, is that... I did no research in anticipation of the show.
I was wondering,
guy, the leprechaun, who says they're magically delicious, is his name Lucky?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
well,
know.
Well, here's
I'm done.
Here's
that's
the whole perspective of that is
yes.
because they curtailed everything from Lucky Charms to Trix, so the colors are almost evaporated at this point. So
because
now,
the dye kills people. It's so bad for you,
yeah,
right?
They said it was like a sugar-oriented bullshit kind of thing.
You don't feel those cereals are sugar-oriented?
Yes.
No, they are.
Yes. Why do you think I have gray hairs on my beard at this
from
point?
From too much sugar cereal.
Exactly why it is. And so this was exactly the atmosphere. I grew up on that Count Chocula. Mm-hmm. I grew up on these kind of cereals, but you know, you
did you have a favorite growing up?
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. All right. Now, didn't Count Chocula have spinoff flavors? Didn't he have a strawberry version?
He had blueberry. He had
blueberry was a.
We found out today.
Yeah, we had
the werewolf was called Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute.
Like Brute. Yes, fruit.
Exactly. No, this was new amongst the young whippersnappers in that era.
Yeah,
because
Pioneer's Bar.
Yeah, it was Frankenberry, blueberry, and all these things. Yeah.
But Fruit Brute, he sounds like the douchey frat guy of the cereal world.
No.
Rehitinol in cereals. No, Fruit Brute was a good guy?
No, just because this guy with a beard said he was Fruit Brute, I don't believe any of that shit.
The full moon comes out and
he
Fruit
was
Brute goes
he was
crazy.
A young dude on the right. scene, and he
yeah,
had
and he
no
was
idea.
Actually now, he was actually talk, reading cards.
Let's talk
for
about I'd be interested to know Rice Krispies, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Any scandals involved there, or any? Did they ever like?
It was just mostly sugar high.
Well, I mean,
I'm saying like Bert and Ernie. It's rumored that you know, it was just gay pride, the same sex marriage. I believe Bert and Ernie can get married now, and I'm excited about that.
No, Bert and Ernie are not gay. No, they're hetero life mates, like Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay.
All right. They are.
If they want to get married, they can get married.
Yes. All right. But what about Crap, Snapple, and Pop, whatever their names
Snapple
are.
Crap, Snapple, and Pop.
Are they brothers?
No, but they're amazing when you put marshmallow in there.
Do they get into rumbles with the Keebler elves?
No, but when you put marshmallow in there, then you have the Steep of Marshmallow Man.
That's like an off-the-menu cereal item.
See, but...
No, it doesn't have to be cereal.
We're all nerds from a day, right?
Right.
We're all like these guys who ate those cereals. And I'm telling you, as a 36-year-old man now, I'm like eating Honey Bunches of Oats. But back in the day,
for dinner,
I would fucking love, like, you know, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs.
But you've switched to something healthier, Honey Bunches of Oats?
It's not that healthier.
No.
It's
still,
are you kidding me? It's like straight up gangsta.
that might be the pull quote for the Heritage.
It's like literally like, okay.
Honey Bunches of Oats is straight up gangsta.
Okay, what about...
Does corn syrup have a mascot?
No.
Corn cereal? What would his name be?
Okay, what about... Okay, here's one. I got one.
All right, you go.
All right. There's the polar bears for Coca-Cola every Christmas.
Yeah.
But here's my issue.
Right.
What about fucking Santa?
Santa
is
Coca-Cola.
The shill for Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And how many other fucking brands?
Do you remember? No, it wasn't even the Santa. It was the polar bears. The polar bears would sit out there on the Super Bowl ads and be like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to create this Twitter account, and then we're going to do this. And I worked in the ad industry. You know this, man.
So
and
you had
they
actual
sat there
polar
like
bears
a,
trying
like a
to
bunch
work
of assholes,
Twitter with their paws?
And they were just like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to create real-time accounts
for the actual polar bears.
For the actual polar bears during the Super Bowl.
But
and
technically,
I'm like,
polar bears have trouble tweeting
with
those
paws. Oh, my God. This is absolutely...
Well, here's the thing. Let's go back to Santa.
It's as bad as the Budweiser Clydesdales had their own Twitter accounts.
Yeah, but they get to eat hops. Santa, let's go back to Santa for a minute. I don't begrudge Santa's sponsorship deals. He works one night of the year. He's got to make some coin the rest of the time.
He doesn't make dick. He's a shill that every corporation can keep using off of the Christian fucking dime.
Oh, he's public domain?
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. You know, the bottom line
Santa
is...
Santa will kill us all.
In my world...
At least
as
in
he did
Futurama.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I would say, in my mind, the greatest advertiser turned comedian is Stan Freberg. History of America is the greatest comedy album of all time. But he has a short... radio piece about Bob Cratchit and the commercialization of Christmas, which is definitely worth checking out. Yeah. So other than Christmas, other than other holidays, you guys were on, Karen was on the Super Bowl show. What else, who else are we lamenting the loss
it's
in not, the mascot
It's about the
world?
Loss of, but it's just about the all right, let's talk about...
I grew up in...
You got your fast food mascot.
Creepy. Like, here's one. Go ahead.
KFC. The Colonel is
Colonel
back.
Colonel Sanders?
Mm-hmm. The Colonel is back.
Well,
do you know the Colonel
is
back?
Daryl Hammett is playing him.
He's not back for
Daryl
long.
Daryl Hammett
if
is
they're,
playing
if they're taking If playing. They're taking down the Confederate flag,
no,
then they're definitely going to get rid of the Colonel Sanders.
No, he's back.
They have another racist and a little southern tie that's going to sell chicken?
He's back, He's in the commercials.
Yeah.
And he's doing this throwback thing.
No, he's definitely Daryl Hammond. And yep. he's sitting there and goes, hey, by the way, I'm right. just here, Colonel Sanders.
KFC.
I'm like, oh, man. Oh. I'm like, yeah. seriously.
And he's doing things
Daryl.
About, like,
I love.
Like, I remember when milk was 5 cents. Buy KFC.
Oh.
I mean,
please.
McDonald's, obviously, Ronald got a makeover. He got a new jumpsuit. And then the Hamburglar looks like a Brooklyn hipster. Is that the deal?
I'm telling
really
you.
They've really got. Karen, what's your take on the McDonald's moves? Because I say not bringing Grimace out is a mistake.
Okay,
Grimace has been banned for a while, by the way.
There was this company that...
looks too much like Barney?
This guy, actually, he was involved in the original ad agency that did like a lot of the McDonald's ad. So he did this ad campaign that he created these like kind of viral films. And he was... basically breaking Ronald McDonald from jail. And so it was him and Grimace in the front seat of the car.
What did Ronald do
and
to
they
get
broke,
in jail?
They broke free from jail.
He do?
The Hamburglar.
Yeah.
So the Hamburglar was sitting there. He goes, all right, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do at this point. And then they just broke him free.
Uh-huh.
They're driving in a Mustang, and they're doing all these crazy
It's like a gorillas video.
And it was amazing.
Yes.
I was like, holy
but
shit. And this agency just wanted to pitch this as like, hey, you know what? He doesn't have to be the Hamburglar. And the terrible ads that... all these agencies created was like this guy who didn't even look like the fucking Hamburglar.
It's like the Michael Bay McDonald's ad.
Yeah,
the original Hamburglar was in this car, and he got in the back seat.
They would
goes,
blow Grimace up.
He
yeah.
goes, "Get me to the like, get me to McDonald's and stuff."
Yeah,
and it was great. And it was like Ronald. It was Grimace, and it was him.
And Grimace
they just drove off
yeah,
into
Grimace.
The distance, and that
is
my homeboy. What.
But they didn't go for that end.
The original beauty of uh-huh. that whole thing was like basically like, you know, you created something daring.
Yes.
You created something like captive.
I prefer that over that weird plastic creepy Burger King
thing.
Oh. Now, he's at the, he's
why
at the
do they keep him?
He's at the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight.
Oh, hell no.
He's ruining the Bob Baffert shot in the Triple Crown,
Crown,
hallowed ground of sports. Do we need that plastic
no.
Burger King guy there?
But Subservient Chicken. Do you guys remember this?
Subservient Chicken.
Of course.
Subservient
that was
Chicken.
Porting Bogusky.
Which was Burger King.
Okay, yep. No, I don't
right?
remember
Subservient
this.
Chicken was this great site that came out about five,
all
6
right.
years ago.
Okay.
And you it was a Burger King chicken site. Like they were trying to push the chicken products.
Yes.
And it was a guy in a S&M chicken suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you'd say
this was an official thing that
there was
King
a thing.
Oh,
it was a thing, yeah.
For
it
like Dominatrix.
He literally looked like he was in a Dominatrix mm-hmm. suit with chicken involved.
SMBM BLT? What?
CHK?
All right, what are we
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so you go like, okay, peck, and he would peck. Or you'd write, okay, show your butt. And sometimes it would say like, oh, you're being silly. Or sometimes he'd show his butt. You know?
I know every time I eat fast food, I wish I had a safe word so someone would just stop me.
Oh, How many times have we been out there?
You
know?
Oh.
Now, I'll ask this because I grew up in New England, so I don't know if this was regional. But one of the big mascots who died when The Voice died was Tom Carvel.
Fudgy the Whale.
Tom Carvel.
Now, did you have that in your hometown, or was that national?
I grew up in Bay Ridge.
All right.
We had Carvel.
Yeah.
And it was like, Fudgy the Whale coming to you this weekend, Wednesday, Sunday. It's Tom Carvel. And then we found out he died of throat death.
Yeah, did no one tell him when he was alive? Like, maybe your voice is not... sonorous.
It worked.
And
it worked.
Because it's so memorable.
He sounded like this, and he worked. And it worked. It totally worked.
Father's Day, get your father the tie cake.
It's the same mold
as Fudgy the Whale.
Wednesday, Sunday.
No, they had Fudgy the Whale, and then there was Cookie Puss, which the Beastie Boys
dirty.
made famous.
All right.
Right? And then there was Cookie Opus.
Cookie Opus, the Irish Cookie Puss?
I don't even know. There was Cookie Opus.
He must have only been in New York.
Yeah, he was the same mold.
Can you still get Cookie O' Puss ice cream cakes? Because I would love to see
Fudgy the Whale, Cookie O' Puss,
shots of whiskey, the ghost, and throwing up Cookie O' Puss.
The ghost for Halloween thing was Fudgy the Whale turned around. And there was one other, and I can't remember what it is. But Tom Carvel had all these. And what got me about the Cookie O' Puss cake was it was an ice cream cake,
yes,
in a mold, yep, with two giant cookies for eyes,
yes,
right, and then an ice cream cone for a nose with a scoop of ice cream in it,
okay,
right? And then more ice cream for a mouth.
So you could assemble your own ice cream sandwich, one
insane
cone, or you could eat it in multiple ways. All right, let's go best and worst before the break.
Best
advertising campaign in the mascot or the slogan world. The Noid from Domino's?
Domino's. Over the Noid. I love the Noid.
From Where's the Beef?
No, the Noid.
The
I love
Noid.
The Noid.
All right. Noid was Karen, what
great,
do you got? Can you give us a good
also,
one?
So, I mean, I think the BK, Crisp and Porter-Gusky, like the king, the subservient king.
Oh, okay. Really?
That was beautiful.
All right.
No, it was just like straight up like, holy shit, what, you have a guy that is going to correspond with every single thing you command him to do?
What about what Hot Chicks Eating Burgers? Is that Carl Jr.?
Oh, Carl Jr., please.
Yeah. Now, all right, so let's go worst. In my mind, I grew up in Boston in the
70s. Spuds McKenzie.
And what was the one?
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie's the worst? That's not a bad call.
Yeah.
But he was a fun guy, apparently, fun dog to hang out with. Every time you see that
Snoopy, he was a Snoopy analog.
Every time you see that breed, you're like, that's Spuds McKenzie, though. They're pretty,
but he had that brand recognizability. Yeah. That was kind of like,
who served Carl? Was it Carl's Jr.? There was a fast food
Carl's
taco
Jr.
place
was
on the East Coast that killed a bunch of people, children in the 70s.
Wait, and then a cult?
No, accident, like salmonella or botulism.
Oh, really? And Carl's Jr.? I didn't know that.
Was it Carl's Jr.? I don't know. I'm now just
because now they're going to sue us. But anyway,
no.
somebody, there was a chain that only moved to the West Coast. Yeah. Is there a taco chain on the West Coast that's of note?
Well, there's Carl's Jr. Hardee's, and then they created that whole atmosphere with, like, Olivia Munn and, like, you know, Paris Hilton
okay,
and all these people who were beautiful.
All right.
It was like, yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in there. It was
really?
Like,
Kareem,
yeah.
He's still alive.
I used to love when
I
was
72 and Sunny. That was, like, one of their big ads.
They were an awesome
all
agency.
Right.
But
yeah.
There was a company here in New York. It's called Zum Zum.
Mm-hmm.
Zum Zum was a like sausage and hero place.
Okay.
Like a Zum Schneider. Like
right.
It was a Zum. It was a German based place. What happened was spokesperson was Jackie
Onassis.
No, race car driver. Jackie
Chan.
No.
Oh,
Cannonball Run.
Scottish guy. He was a Scottish guy. He was a Formula One
McMillan?
No. He was a Formula One driver.
All right.
And they used to give all these little Formula One cars.
Like Matchbox cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like no, they were cheaper
size
than that. You know.
Smaller.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually, no. But what happened with this place was it was really popular in South Brooklyn.
Yes.
And the
kids kept eating the cars.
No, the contractor who worked at this place,
yes,
right, started taking parts from one place and putting them in another every time something broke down, whether it was the stove.
Parts
or the
for the little cars?
No.
Was
part,
it Castronova? Or
part,
any of
parts for the air conditioner, parts for the stove.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Parts for the...
And then what happened? Did it blow up?
Well, no. They went out of business.
Well, that was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah,
but
no, Jackie Stewart. That was
Jackie Stewart. Okay,
yeah.
There we have it. Well, I would say that this episode of Eating Disorder has gone off the rails, like advertising that's gone off the rails. We'll be back in a moment with Kieran of the Ad World. And, of course, the Reverend and myself, Crazy Licks Conti.
I'm sorry about the Reverend.
My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Indeed. Thank you, Heritage. We are back with Eating Disorder, and Kieran stepped out to check out Roberta's subversive advertising. They have some pretty cool t-shirts. You were looking at the
bathroom.
And the bathroom. You were looking at the Islanders t-shirt at Roberta's last week.
I like that. I like the Knicks one, too. I wish they had a Nets one. Why don't they? Come on.
Well, now that
Roberta's, what's going on? Why you don't
have a Nets Brooklyn Pride?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not in Brooklyn? No.
I'm with you. Actually, Heritage Radio, I don't know if you saw this on the way in, has t-shirts now, kind of in the RKO radio style with the observant eye, the Jordowowski Illuminati really? Eye. And they're very affordable. And they're by the same guy who does the Roberta's t-shirts. But before he gets back, I would say you've been very good, Reverend, in posting some of my Huffington Post blogs about New Jersey pork roll and my trip to Rib Fest where I was protested, all things we've talked about on the show. I have one that I submitted that I don't think the guys at the Competitive Eating League are going to like. I did send it to them first. I got no response. But I am looking for sponsors to pick up the balance of prize money for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. They only pay prizes 1 through 5.
More specific. What do you mean the balance of...
Well, there's 15 eaters on stage, of which only 5 get paid.
So you're looking for 6?
I'm looking for 6 through 15. But think of the sponsorship possibilities. I mean, not only for individual eaters, for myself, mustache, waxer, hat.
Yeah, we can do Pepto-Bismol.
They paid Nick Cannon a lot of money and abandoned us.
We can do Pepto-Bismol. We can do, what else? Let me think. Alka-Seltzer.
We did that for 3 nights on ESPN, and then they abandoned us. Yeah, but anyway, Kieran is back. Kieran, grab those headphones and that microphone.
Sorry, guys.
No, please don't apologize.
Mike.
And let's get back to sort of advertising. It is July 4th coming up, and there is no better advertising than patriotism in America.
I don't know if that's the case.
You don't know? What's better than that?
Because I think there's a lot of maybe hypocrisy and all these things that come with that advertising. I don't think they really mean. It's just more like a brand kind of containment, you know.
All right. It
could be anything. Like Nike could be anything, like whatever brand. But I think we are more cynical in this day and age about these things.
So Nike started in a food-related way in that that guy in the running coach who coached Prefontaine would pour rubber into his wife's waffle maker and then glue it to shoes. Now, obviously, they pay $90 million a year to LeBron.
But that's like in regards to brands and food. I mean, think about Gatorade. Gatorade started as a college drink by a coach.
Best flavor, right? Cucumber lime, only available in Chicago bodegas. No joke. Having a pallet of it sent by Deep Dish Bertoletti.
Back to food and mascots and that kind of thing. My thing has always been about people don't want to advertise to kids, right? That's been the new trend. Let's not advertise to kids.
Okay.
Let's not advertise to kids. I'm sorry. Why? Why don't we want to advertise to kids? Kids like toys. We still advertise toys to kids.
Sure.
All right? I'm sorry. Is Snickers... They've done Snickers and Skittles and... Sure. Twix is now. Wait, what was the thing? They've removed all the color.
The color is bad though.
That's General Mills.
It's like pink slime. Yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff to turn on.
But who's eating this stuff? I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you really trying to say like Snickers and Twix and
Three Musketeers,
Mounds Bar or whatever Mounds, are being
Hershey's
advertised towards adults? You know,
Diabetics. I think they advertise for. I don't know. Well, I feel there is something, and there's lots of studies about how kids see this and are ingrained. Are you a Coke or Pepsi person? Could be because when you're 6,
by the way,
you
Coke.
See
maybe
Joe
you're doing
Green.
Maybe you're drinking Pepsi and doing Coke.
It could be. Do you think they'll ever get rid of corn syrup and just go cane sugar and sodas? No,
because I'm sorry. Is cane sugar that much better?
Yeah, I think so.
To some level, honestly. No, the truth of it is No, soda is bullshit. The reverse of that is
bullshit is soda.
I like a Coca-Cola every so often, right. Especially off a Mexican gun.
Coca-Cola.
No, I like off a gun. I love off a gun. Right.
Interesting.
And my friends who drink a 6-pack every night and then have 5 shots and then go home and
of soda. That's a
no,
lot.
No, of alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Will tell me that. Don't drink Coca-Cola because it's bad for you. Right. Oh, my God.
Well, fair enough. All right. So we've got some issues with food and advertising.
Well, there are always issues with food.
Anything on the positive side, though? Anybody doing good work?
Dr. Pepper?
No,
we forgot about him. Would you like to be a pepper, too?
Would you like to be a pepper, too? That's positive.
Yeah.
See, I'm more
a pepper.
Of a...
Are you a pepper? Are you a pepper?
They're inclusive, not exclusive.
I'm not more of a pepper. I'm more of a Coke versus Pepsi guy. So.
I'm a Mr. Pibb guy. Remember
Mr.
Pibb?
Yeah, the 20-ounce.
You remember Mr. Pibb.
Middle
you
school cafeteria, Mr. Pibb. I like Moxie in Maine.
Moxie?
Tastes like dirt. Mixed with, it's a root-based soda. It's like a Ted Williams used to shill for Moxie.
Who the hell is shilling for this thing?
Ted Williams. You could imagine the ultimate Boston.
Ted Williams with the
frozen head. You could drink Moxie out of his frozen head. Would be the
Please,
ultimate.
They're batting his
asshole.
Head around. They don't know what the hell they're.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
It is good. It's an acquired. Taste. It tastes like
he's got a bat around his head, and I'm like, he's pitching for Moxie.
Well, I mean, and look, all right, let's talk about, like, you know, right now, fast food, none of the pizza places have a mascot anymore. The okay. Noise is gone. There's no.
Doesn't Papa John's have Peyton Manning? Isn't he their mascot?
Yeah, and he is an animal.
I like Peyton over Eli. Eli's a bit of a mouth breather.
Oh, fuck both of them.
All right, Brady.
No, you know what? I have no problem with the Mannings. I have a problem with that asshole from fucking Papa John's saying that he's going to. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to cut my fucking workers' pay because of Obamacare.
Right.
He can suck my left wing Greek testicle. Okay? He really can.
Okay. I'm not sure if I can even put a visual to that.
I think we've actually...
No, you can. Hold on 1 second. Let me show you.
Visual radio. What about the Wahlburgers? I saw they're opening up in Coney Island. Do they have a mascot, or is it just the lesser known...
Yeah, they have a mascot. It's called Boston. You're from there.
And but I'm not a huge... I've supported some of his work, I feel like. So is there any responsible fast food? What about In-N-Out Burger?
I don't think
In-N-Out's
really
delicious, and they don't have a mascot.
Really like
God is In-N-Out Burger's mascot.
Why didn't the Wahlburgers use Ted as their mascot? They could have.
Because they probably couldn't afford it. Do you know how much it cost to do product placement
built that
in a
into
Seth
a
MacFarlane?
He could have built that into
He could have, but, you know.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, let's as we head towards the turn here, gentlemen, Kieran and the Rev, we're talking advertising in America, the good, the bad. We obviously looked back on the history of advertising in Mad Men, which I didn't watch any episodes. And then we look forward and we realize that the web, I remember the first time I started to see supermarkets have website ads in the paper, the web and widgets, and what is the future? Are we going to be Times Squared in our eyeballs like Blade Runner in the future? I mean, are ads just
not
going to
right
pepper
now.
Us? Not right now? How long? 6 months?
Not
7 months?
Terminally, but
terminally?
I would say that it's like...
It's
there's so much like doom shadowing about all these things. It's like just whatever.
Just
cares.
Ignore it. Turn it off. Step away from your electronic bricks.
Just kind of relax, and it's like, you know, whatever it is.
At the same time, you go to Japan. How much advertising are you exposed to? You've been to Japan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love Japan.
Okay,
but
how much advertising are you exposed to?
Every subway station looks like Times Square in Japan.
And it's very vertical.
And
our subway stations don't. But guess what? We keep getting our fucking fares raised. All right. So I would prefer if they look like Japan's.
The one thing about Japan though that's different here is Japan has a very clear-cut delineation between places that are advertising friendly and billboards and neon and places that aren't.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about onsets. I'm talking about villages and towns.
Yeah.
The places that aren't in Japan are very much more than the places that are.
No, no. What I'm saying
but
is...
But here in America, advertising is everywhere. You can't get into a cab
that's
without watching
true.
TV.
That's not true.
Name a place in America where there's no advertising.
No, you have to understand. Let's look at New
South
York.
South Dakota?
As a, no, let's look at New York.
New York.
Just in New York.
Where can I get away from
when
advertising?
When it comes down to outdoor advertising, what do you mean outdoor advertising, like billboard advertising? Uh-huh. The last couple of mayors have said, no, you can no longer put billboards up.
The bus or take the subway, I'm not seeing ads?
There's limitations on the buildings, unlike Japan.
There's limitations on those giant billboards
exactly.
like the ones they have in Jersey that are blinding.
Right.
But any public transportation, which maybe offsets the cost of it, but according to you, it does not.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't because they're licensing that out to CBS
right.
or Van Wagner
right.
or a bunch of other right. companies who are making the lion's share of that money, and the average commuter mm-hmm. sees a trickle in.
But billboards are the past. Now you get in an elevator and there's a scrolling ad as you're staring at
your
floor.
Yeah, but that's not a public space. And an elevator is a private building.
So Serenity Now, which I believe is a Seinfeld term, or whatever. What was the Calgon Take Me Away? That's what
that's
I was going
Serenity
for.
Now.
Calgon
where
Take Me
in New York can I go to escape barrage of ads? Karen, he's had enough.
I don't
all
know.
Right.
Maybe right here in this studio.
I see a lot of ads.
I don't
but
see
ads for good
see,
food
see,
companies.
I see branding. I don't see it.
No, I got
it. It's a Fairway brand, but that's pretty much
Karen,
it.
If you want people
Fairway,
to get a hold
you
of you.
Pay us for
where would you like people to get in touch with you?
Just kadetham78@gmail.com.
Okay. And Rev, anything you got plans for July 4th?
No.
None. All right. Well, you are invited, as is all our listeners at Eating Disorder.
No, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt, but I'm like getting these like immediate calls.
Yeah, take them. Take them. It says.
Karen is trying to get a job while we're on the phone today.
He's multitasking. He's multi-hyphenate multitasking.
You might have destroyed.
No, you're good. You're good. You'll be the first person to ever get a job while on air at Eating Disorder, as opposed to losing a job while on air at Eating Disorder.
Dude,
which has happened.
Which has happened. All right. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Joining us. Thank all the listeners.
You.
See you at Coney Island July 4th. Meet me at Ruby's on the boardwalk. This is Crazy Legs Connie, Eating Disorder.
Whoa.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.